We are just going to track down Becky, who may not have heard we're going early, so give us a moment. We'll give Becky another 1 to 2 minutes. Don't worry, we're just waiting for you. I know. And that's exactly why we're waiting. Okay, welcome everybody to the ICANN 53 CCNSO Council meeting on June 24th. We have a relatively full agenda with one really substantive issue and a considerable number of logistical and administrative ones to get through. So just want to welcome everybody, our councillors, as well as everybody else in the room. Yes, our agenda is on the screen. So we will move to agenda item number 2, minutes and actions. All councillors have had an opportunity to review the minutes. Are there any revisions or corrections for the minutes? Seeing or hearing none, we'll take those as approved. All actions at this time are also completed, which is good. And we'll move on to agenda item number 3, which is clearly a substantive matter and a very important one for this community that certainly at this meeting and previous ones we've had extensive discussion on.
Point of order. Just to move this along a little, can I propose we waive the reading of the entire resolution?
I was just going to suggest that, but thank you. Thank you. So no, you won't have to listen to me read the whole thing. The resolution on the final proposal of the Cross-Community Working Group on naming-related functions, more commonly known as the CWG stewardship, was circulated to the council earlier today. It was reviewed by myself and the vice chairs yesterday to get it into the shape that it is. So I am going to assume that everybody has taken the opportunity to read it, because it is a fairly substantial resolution. I will draw everybody's attention to one item number on the resolution that is the most substantive, and that is number 4 in the draft resolution. And I will read it out loud, that we are taking into account, and this is based on what we saw today, taking into account the unanimous support by the CCTLDs present for the CWG stewardship proposal, the CCNSO Council supports that the CWG stewardship submits its final proposal to the IANA Stewardship Transition Coordination Group, or more commonly known as the ICG. So that is the particularly substantive clause in the overall resolution. Can somebody make a motion on that, and then we'll have discussion? Sorry. Becky, seconded. Katrina, thank you. Is there any discussion on this motion? Demi, then Nigel.
Just a very short observation. I'm totally in favor, and I congratulate the members of the working group for this extensive work, really very good work on that. The only point I want to raise is that, in my view, there is a little bit of discrimination when we are talking about CCNSO members and non-CCNSO members. I prefer to refer to them as CCNSO, CC community, CC TLD community, and not members or not members. Just to raise that, I think this is a kind of outdated discrimination we don't have to keep in the document. But anyway, I'm totally in favor. Thank you.
Thank you, Demi. Nigel?
Well, two things. We don't need much discussion. We heard a lot earlier today. Intimated a couple of days ago that I thought it was my and perhaps our responsibility to vote in favour of the mood of the room rather than one's personal view. I'm happy to say that both of those coincide in my case today, so I should be voting in favour.
Thank you, Nigel. Any other discussion on this resolution?
I think there is a typo in 4 that says that by the CCTLD present, probably should be CCTLDs present.
Thank you. Duly noted. Any other discussion on this? Okay, then we will put it to a vote. Any against? Any abstentions? One abstention. Would you care to comment?
Could I please comment?
One abstention. Would you care to comment? Could I? One abstention. Would you care to comment?
Hello. Thank you. Keith Davidson for the record. I'd just like to record that I am abstaining because I feel conflicted, because I sit on the ICG, and so this is not in any way a message concerning the proposal itself. It's just merely that I feel the dual role of being on the council and the ICG. I don't want to prejudge what the ICG will receive in a day or so's time. So with that, I'll abstain.
Okay, thank you, Keith. Are we good? Okay. All in favor?
Beside Yamim, I can't see. Oh, yes, thank you. otherwise complete.
Leslie, are you online?
Wait, everybody should keep holding their hands up for more noise.
Leslie, are you there?
I am. I'm not sure if it's working.
Leslie, are you there? We can hear you now.
I am. I'm not sure if it's working. I agree, most certainly. I agree, most certainly.
Thank you.
That was 14 votes, 4 from the floor and 1 from online.
Thank you very much. Resolution carried. Thank you again to Lisa and the rest of the team, members and participants. Okay, moving along to agenda item number 4, and that is the approval of the .bn application. Nigel, did you want to speak to this at all?
Sure.
Sorry, Jordy, my mistake. Did you want to speak to this?
Well, very briefly, as you know, we just followed the process. .bn applied to become member of the CNSO, and then the staff made all the checks to ensure that everything was fine. So following the process, the idea was, well, to take advantage of that assembly to propose the approval of the application of .bn.
Thank you, Jordy. And we have a draft resolution on that. Could I get somebody to make a motion on the resolution? Keith? Katrina? Second? Thank you. Any discussion on this motion? No? Okay, I will read this. Oh, sorry, didn't see you, Youngham. Please go ahead.
I would just like to welcome Fabian. On behalf of the CCNSO.
Okay, thank you. I will read the draft resolution for the record, and that's the CCNSO Council approves the application of the CCTLD manager of .bn and welcomes Brunei Darussalam Network Information Center, the CCTLD manager for .bn Brunei, as the 156th member of the CCNSO. Welcome.bn. Sorry, just one moment. We're excusing Becky because, as you know, she's part of the CCWG, which is actually meeting right now and discussing the model, so significant substance. Thank you, Becky, for coming here during that meeting and participating in the previous historic resolution. And carry on with the heavy lifting. Back to item number 4. Since there was no seeming discussion, we'll take it to a vote. Any against? Any abstentions? All in favor? And online? Leslie?
In favor, thank you.
Thank you, Leslie. Approved. Thank you. Unanimously carried. On to agenda item number 5. And that is the appointment of an FOI advisory team. This has been discussed on previous council calls or previous council meetings, and this is where ICANN has reached out to have a small group set up that would be IANA staffers and a couple of our of CCTLD managers put together a small team to help in the implementation of the recommendations of the FOI. We have had, like I say, a couple of conversations about this on previous council meetings, and we do have a draft resolution here. It's relatively lengthy. I will read it for the record, though, since it's such a critical item. Taking into account and under the assumption that the ICANN board will task ICANN staff to start the implementation of the Framework of Interpretation, the FOI, and anticipating that the CCNSO Council will be requested to appoint a small advisory team of experts to assist ICANN staff, the CCNSO Council appoints the former chair and vice chair of the FOI Working Group, Keith Davidson and Becky Burr, as the CCNSO FOI Implementation Advisory Team. In this capacity, they are requested to regularly update the Council and the broader community on progress made with respect to the implementation of the FOI. The Secretariat is requested to inform relevant ICANN staff of this appointment. Could I get somebody to make a motion on that? Nigel, thank you. First, second, Katrina, thank you. And any discussion on this resolution? Seeing none, hearing none online, we'll take it to a vote. Any against? Any abstentions?
Because I'm a named party, I'll abstain.
Thank you, sir. All in favor?
13-4.
And online, Leslie?
In favor.
Thank you. Resolution approved unanimously. Thank you. Because you can't get enough, right? Is that you know you're never going to retire. Okay, on to agenda item number 6, the Guideline Review Committee. And this is where the Guideline Review Committee has reviewed some of the guidelines and is making a recommendation that one in particular has become effectively obsolete and therefore should be archived and removed. There's a resolution associated with that, which I'll read for the record. And that is, at the suggestion of the Guideline Review Committee, or the GRC, and taking into account that during the update by GRC to the community present, there were no objections, the CCNSO Council retires the CCNSO Guideline Interaction Strategic and Operating Plan, 5th November 2008, and request the Secretariat to archive the guideline as retired on the CCNSO website. Can I get somebody to make a motion on that? Young-um, seconder? Hero, thank you. Any discussion on this item? Seeing or hearing none, we'll put it to a vote. Any against? Any abstentions? All in favor?
14-4.
Leslie?
In favor, Byron.
Thank you. Resolution unanimously approved. Thank you. Sticking with the GRC, we have another draft resolution where the GRC is requesting additional volunteers. And I will read this very short resolution. The draft resolution reads as follows. The CCNSO Secretariat is requested to send out a call for volunteers to the community as soon as possible to seek additional volunteers. Can I get a motion for this? Dottie? First, Vika, second, thank you. Any discussion on this one? Put it to a vote. Any against? Abstain? Support? Okay.
Got me worried there. In the middle there.
And online?
As a JRC member, I support.
Strongly support, I'm sure. Okay, thank you. Resolution passed unanimously. Thank you all. On to item number 7. And that is the appointment of CCNSO members to the CCWG on the use of names of country and territory names. I think there's a typo in there, so we'll need to get that working group name correctly used there. But we know who they are. Use of country and territory names. We have a draft resolution regarding call for volunteers and people who have kindly put their hand up. So the draft resolution reads as follows. The CCNSO Council appoints the following persons as CCNSO members of the Cross-Community Working Group on the Use of Country and Territory Names as TLDs. Sana Salman from .fi, Monica Caparelli from .ar, and Lesulia Abete from .ar. Secretariat is requested to take the necessary steps to include the newly appointed members of the working group. That's the resolution before us. I got to get somebody to make a motion for that. Katrina, seconded by Vika. Thank you. Any discussion on this?
Except noting the keen interest from .ar on this one, it's two people.
I see that. That's an astute observation, Duff. Okay, well, welcome .ar. Thank you for participating on this. So we'll put it to a vote. Pardon me. Any against? Any abstentions? All in favor?
It's 14. Four.
Thank you. And Leslie online?
15.
Thank you. The resolution is unanimously carried. On to agenda item number 8. And this is with regards to the Secure Working Group. Which we heard from over the course of the last 2 days. And the working group is effectively advising the council to set up an oversight committee as it effectively winds down, and to continue to advise and ensure the continuity of guidance and oversight for the list in particular. I have a draft resolution which I'll read into the record. Taking into account the advice of the Secure Working Group to ensure continuation of oversight and guidance of the Secretariat in maintaining and enhancing the secure email list of contact details, the CCNSO Council requests the Secure Working Group to draft a charter for such an oversight and guidance committee. The Secure WG is also requested to submit the draft charter at the same time it submits its final report and perform the oversight and guidance role until the envisioned secure oversight and guidance committee has been appointed. Could I get somebody to make a motion for that? Thank you, Keith. Second? Second? Katrina? Okay. Jordy, were you first out of the gate? Sorry. As usual, the straight line tables are a challenge. Thank you, Jordy, for seconding that. Any discussion on this resolution? No? Okay, we'll take it to a vote. Any against? Any abstentions? Voting in support?
14-4.
14, thank you. And Leslie online?
Plus one.
Plus one, thank you. Unanimously carried. Agenda item number 9, and that's a call for additional volunteers for the SOP working group, one of our most well-known and hardest working working groups. That I'd like to say the entire community, not just our community, but effectively it has become a cornerstone of the entire ICANN community that waits with bated breath for the output of the SOP. If you look at other people's submissions, you'll often see some distinct similarities. We do have a draft resolution on this, which I'll read for the record, two parts. The CCNSO Council thanks Peter Van Rasta from Center and Dina Beer, formerly with the Dot Isle Registry, for their hard work and contribution to the success of the SOPWG. And number two, the CCNSO requests the Secretary to send out a call for volunteers who have developed an expertise in strategy and operating plans, as well as budgetary matters, and can commit to work at least 6 days on a yearly basis. Can I have a motion for that? Keith, thank you. Celia, I think, was first out of the gate there. She can second that one. Thank you. And any discussion on this? No, then we'll put it to a vote. Any against? Any abstain? In support?
14.
Leslie online?
Support.
Thank you. Unanimously carried. And I would just like to say, to Dina, who I don't think is here, but to Peter, thank you very much for that work. That's a lot of work. Okay, moving on to agenda item number 10, council updates. I think you've probably heard my voice more than enough. As you can imagine, my focus has been on CWG. Now I can cast my attention to the CCWG. And thus concludes my report. item number 9.2, vice chairs.
So I'll start, yeah, thank you. This morning, Bart and I, we went to a GNSO ICANN meeting strategy drafting team meeting. They have already started working on their strategy for meetings. So how are they going to carry out meetings A, B, and C starting from March next year, which is going to be meeting A, obviously. As we explained to them, for us it's still not clear, and we asked them to, well, we informed them that for us there's no decision prior to our meeting in Dublin. And we decided that there's relatively clear what we're going to do during meetings A and probably even C. So we decided that we can start working on shaping these meetings together with other communities. And that's about meeting strategy. As a chair of program working group, I'd like to thank the program working group for shaping this meeting. Especially I'd like to thank Gabi. Of course, Alan and Bart, who worked tirelessly on shaping our discussions on CWG and CCWG, because that was really tremendous work. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Katrina.
Just a couple of things to report. I've got a really my focus is on two pretty straightforward and simple tasks. One's the FOI implementation, and the other's the evaluation of the names proposal on the ICG, which I'm sure won't cause us too much grief, but will certainly consume some time.
Thank you, Keith. Are there any updates from individual councillors? No? Okay. Any updates from regional organizations? Carolina? Do we have a mic? Microphone?
No, I just wanted to mention that LACTLD had a general assembly on Sunday and there were board elections, so we have a new board composition. And Eduardo Santoyo was ratified as chair again for a period of 3 years. And Luis Arancibia from DOT-CL as secretary. And we have a new board member from DOT-AR, Gabriel Brenta. So those were the three positions that were detected. Those are my news. Thank you.
Thank you for the update. Congratulations to them and to Eduardo for being reelected. Any staff updates? No? Okay. Agenda item number 11. Usually we have this on the agenda, but since any of the working groups have had the opportunity to report already, I think we'll dispense with this item. Agenda item number 12 is liaison updates, which have both provided written updates. Any discussion or comment on them? No? Okay. Agenda item number 13 is the work plan, which will be sent to council in the first week of July. And in part, that's to take account of what has happened here at this ICANN meeting. Any discussion or comment on that? No? Okay, agenda item number 14 are our next two council meetings, which are conference call meetings, on Augustus 20th. Has more gravitas, doesn't it?
Gravitas. I was too tired. It's the Dutch way of doing it.
Yes, this is typing late into the night, right? Mm-hmm. I think I'm just going to refer to it as Augustus from here on in. September 24th, and of course the Dublin meeting on October 21st. I assume there are no issues or discussion on that one. Agenda item number 15 is any other business. Is there any other business that any councillors would like to bring to our attention? No? Okay. We do have a couple of thank yous. First and foremost, of course, we'd like to thank our local hosts, Nick Argentina, for their hospitality and sponsorship and enabling us to come to Buenos Aires, which is one of my favorite cities, and like all of you, we see a few cities in our travels, and certainly BA is definitely one of my favorites. So thank you, Nick Argentina, for enabling this to happen for us. So thank you, Nick. We'd also like to thank the sponsors of the CCNSO cocktail party, which was a very good one last night. A lot of people stayed seemingly relatively late, which of course is always a good sign. And our sponsors were .ar, .au, .it, .as, Verisign, .na, .cl, .kr, and .uk. So thank you to our sponsors for making that happen. And finally, and I want to say this is going to be a relatively brief thank you because the notice that we've had hasn't allowed us to fully develop the thank you that we're going to, I'm sure. But with that proviso, I would like to say on behalf of the whole CCTLD community and most especially the CCNSO Council thank you, Gabby, for the years of hard work, I think for the entire time, basically, right? And I just wanted to express the gratitude of the council, of the CCNSO membership, and of the broader community for all that you've done in the background, on the working groups, in making these events go, and always doing it with a smile and good humor, in spite of, you know, having to deal with us all the time. So thank you, Gabby. We look forward to taking you for a cocktail in Dublin and maybe more formally recognizing this, because it depends a bit on your timing, right? Might you still be with us in Dublin?
I'm going to work 50% for both throughout July and August, but I promise that I will still be around to do some things like council elections, etc. So I think that by Dublin, that should be the full handover. So, yeah.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much on behalf of the whole community. And with that, I will bring this council meeting to a close. Have a motion for that, please. Keith. Demi. All right. All in favor? Yes. Thank you for a great 2 days. I look forward to seeing you over the course of the next couple of days and the work of the CCWG next on the dance card for us. Thank you all.